This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go. It's a Friday. Hartman Harrigan. You got Mark Fry with the news. We're here until 3. Darusha follows us. Plenty to get to. Is the hype already dwindling? Are you disappointed or are you elated? This, Dave Harrigan, was going to be Superstorm 2025. Exactly. What else? We had our polar vortex. Well, we're getting vortexed again. It's well below zero for a while, coming up as your lows. But a few days ago, it was 10 inches of snow. And oh, goody. I mean, you called for it. You begged. You pleaded. You goaded. You asked. You cajoled. You wanted snow. You basically said, I'll summarize. You correct me. Because I'll get it wrong, probably. You said, either give us 60 to 70 degrees or give me snow. Give me liberty or give me snow. Is that about it?
That's about right. I said, you can't really have a whole lot of fun in this, you know, upper 30s, low 40s garbage. So if we're going to have a winter, give me a winter. Let me kick the kids outside in the snow.
So now, I mean, we just had Schaefer. Now it's 2 to 6 inches. And if they're pulling back this quickly, I'm saying, Metro, put it down in ink. Where are we going to judge this? Chanhassen in the airport, where are we going to judge it? 2 inches.
Two inches. Not 2.5?
2 inches. It's not living up to it.
Wow.
Make up your sick jokes on your own. I'm not going there. It's not going to live up to the hype. So I want to know, text and calls, are you like, fabulous? I got stuff to do. Even though it's a Saturday, I'm driving around. I got kids events. I got a party to go to. I'm meeting with the Minnesota Psychics as we're trying to challenge the California Psychics. Great. It's going to be 2 inches. Or I'm ticked. I am ticked. I wanted a snowstorm. I wanted the 8 inches. Let's go. And by the way, Dave Harrigan, what constitutes, what requirements in your mind, noted former meteorologist, not a lot of people know that. What do you need for it to be classified as a snowstorm? Part-time former fired meteorologist Dave Harrigan, what do you need for it to be classified as a snowstorm in your fertile, inventive mind?
Well, I think you need one of two things. I think, A, you need just a large amount of snow, and I think we're talking 5 to 6 inches or more, Or if you're going to be a little less than that, you need heavy winds. Heavy winds blowing it around, you know, that's blizzard-like, blustery conditions.
Well, I think you have to have the snow no matter what, right?
Sure, but I'm saying if you get even a, you know, a 3 inches with no wind,
not a snowstorm.
Is not a snowstorm. Mm-mm. But if you're adding in the heavy wind where you've got some maybe whiteout conditions, tricky conditions on the roads, you can bump that up to being a legit snowstorm.
I think it still probably has to be a little more snow, but I think the wind, you're right, and it sounds like...
Of course I am. I'm the former fired meteorologist. You're not. Stay in your lane.
I would like to still be, because I don't get why Schaefer is only the chief meteorologist at TV and not the chief meteorologist here.
Well, you complained when Douglas was the chief meteorologist here, even though he was the only legit meteorologist, and now you're complaining the other way? Once again, there you go, two-siding the issue. Just call you DeRusha.
I would have changed already multiple times and made an Instagram out of it. I would like to be the WCCO Radio Chief Meteorologist. We don't have one right now.
You can be. You don't have the credentials.
I guess you do. I mean, you went to school. You need to have Gus. You need to have Dylan. You need to have blowing in the wind. You cannot have, I mean, if it's then 6 inches, okay, that's a snowstorm.
Yes.
But you're right. If it's 3, that's more than a dusting. You know, that's just a normal February winter day.
Yeah, that's a snowfall. Okay, move on.
So for me, tomorrow it's going to be 5 iron and 6 iron. That's going to be my biggest decision.
Yeah, tough for you.
You know?
Either way, you're going to chunk it, so what's it matter?
That's probably true. What do you want tomorrow, Dave Harrigan? Do you want Superstorm 2025? Or are you hoping that I'm correct, we're going to get 2 inches and it doesn't live up to any of the hype?
I would love a good 3, 4, 5 inches. If it would be nice if it would be pushed more towards the afternoon, because we have some morning things with the kids.
Oh, okay, so it's all about you. Is that what you're
saying?
You
asked what I would like. You literally asked what I would like. So, yes, this is all about me.
You.
If it has to be morning, fine. We'll deal with it. We'll get around town. Okay. But, yeah, I would like some good amount of snow that's going to stick around for a little while. Like I said, I want to kick them outside to go sledding in the yard and build a snowman.
All right, we don't talk that much weather on this show. In fact, we make fun of how much the station talks weather, but let's discuss it here. What do you want tomorrow? Do you want the 6 inches of snow? Do you want the wind to come out of nowhere? Or you're like, hell no, it sounds good in theory. I got stuff to do. And I don't need to put up with the goofballs who don't know how to drive in this. And are you missing the snow at this point? As we sit here, February 7th, where we basically have a repeat of last winter. Is this it, man? Because maybe we have our new yearly weather pattern. Because for years now, April has stunk. You're with me, right? April, massively overrated and getting worse.
Yeah, you get like 5 good days in April.
And October is better. October is a better month. Don't get with me with November being better.
No.
But so spring stinks, and October is better. Why? Because it's a little bit more like summer. That's why it's better. So are we done with snow? What do you want to say? Make yourself a meteorologist. Text in, quote your favorite meteorologist, and let us know. 651-461. 9226 on CCO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it's a great Eagles tune. Are we doing covers of the Eagles somehow? What are we doing here?
No. This is the actual Eagles. This is not a cover.
I thought it was, but then I was a little confused. It sounded just a little different.
No, that's the regular Eagles. Take it easy. It's a girl, my lord, and a flatbed Ford slowing down to take a look at me. Chad, today we are honoring marketing. We are honoring commercialism. We are honoring the only thing that people really care about coming up Sunday evening, that being Super Bowl commercials. Mm-hmm. And we have songs related to the companies that have spent the most on Super Bowl advertising over the many years of the big game.
We're going to get to a story later about how much money actors are getting paid to be in commercials now for the Super Bowl.
$10 an hour.
Staggering. I mean, what is the 32nd?
Eight million.
$8 million. Is that about what this show is? Are we in a similar figure?
We're slightly lower, but we're looking at raising the rates.
Just a little bit. All right, I got Patrick Hunt, who's been with me for decades, the guru of Hunt Atkins, as good an ad agency as we have in town. Patrick's going to join us on Monday. We're going, Dave, 1:35 with Patrick reviewing the commercials. Somebody asked him on Major. So Major's going to be here today. Major normally is locked in about 10 minutes from now. But the president meeting with the prime minister of Japan and already did like a 15-minute Q&A in the Oval Office. But it appears they may be doing another formal press conference. Donald is out and about, that's for sure. So because of that, Major, again, selfish. I mean, he's staying with the big CBS as opposed to us. So we're going to work in Major whenever schedule works. So Matthew Collar on the Super Bowl is about 10 minutes away. Matthew, kind enough to move. Normally Collar, a staple around 2:05. Somebody wants me to ask Major if he has any plans for any podcasts similar to Agent of Betrayal. I think the last time I brought up Agent of Betrayal with him, Dave, there was talk of a movie. Remember we brought that up?
Yeah, there was something like that, which I would be excited to see because the podcast was so good.
Yeah. Why am I blanking on his name right now? Robert? What is his name?
It was a very common last name, too.
Agent of Betrayal. Yeah, what was the gentleman's name? Hold on a second. I'm going to punch it in. Agent of Betrayal podcast. Double
Robert
Life
Hansen.
Robert Hansen. That's
yes.
Right. Yep. That exactly. Just stunning how long this went on with Robert Hansen and what he was doing with the Double Life. You know, the fact that he had so much access to so much information and it just went on and on and on. And the fact that Major was able to get so many people together to lay out, you know, what he did and how long he was betraying our country with the FBI, and that they never, ever, ever suspected him. And then had clues and would look the other way. And considering the access, the drama that was brought to it, great stuff. So we will bring that up again. All right, among the well, let's take a call first. Nancy wants to chime in.
Just left us. Nancy
joined. Oh. See, we went to Agent Betrayal, and Nancy said, I'm done with you.
Yeah, that's what happens. Perhaps she was in the corner of Robert Hansen.
She wants more FBI spies? Is that what you're suggesting?
Could be. I mean, just for the drama's sake, to get another podcast, maybe it's worth it. I don't know.
Among the texts coming in, on, are you happy that this snowstorm seems to be dwindling? And do you want 7-8 inches? Or you good that this might not turn out? I'm deciding it's 2 inches. It's not living up to the hype. Investigate and shut down big weather, Joe from Egan says. Yep, big weather. Another text, there's absolutely nothing good about winter. It sucks, so less snow is better. What do you think about that? He's attacking you. You're the one who is demanding snow. And Joe said, this texter says, no, the whole thing stinks.
I'm demanding that we get one or the other. None of this, you know, half, you know, 1 foot in winter, 1 foot in spring kind of weather that we get. Pick one. Either give us warm temperatures or give us the snow. Don't give me a little bit of snow here. Then we're going to kind of melt it. No, I like skiing. I like sledding with the kids. To an extent, I'd much prefer they do it by themselves most of the time.
Yeah, I was about to push you on that.
But as long as they're out of the house for a little while, yeah, it's all good.
So in other words, it's just some way to move your children away from you.
Well, look, we got a house guest staying next week, okay? I want to get some cleaning done, and I don't want them to wreck it.
Is this a house guest you really want at the house?
Yeah. Yeah, it's she visits us every year. It's my wife's aunt, and she's lovely and very helpful when she visits.
How is she helpful?
Keeps the kids out of our hair a little bit. Volunteers to read books at bedtime. Helps with the cooking. Picks up after
it
herself.
It seems like every part of this conversation turns to you not wanting to spend time with your children.
Well, you've been you are a parent. You understand?
I do. I do. Okay, I'm leaving early Sunday morning, 3 to 4 a.m. to Indianapolis. Will the roads be good by then? We don't know what's going to happen. That's an early drive to Indy, too, huh?
3 to 4 a.m. Sunday. Roads will be fine. I believe Schaefer's thinking we're going to wrap it up by dinner time, or as he said, supper time on Saturday.
No. You a supper guy?
No.
I don't think, outside of kidding, I've ever said, hey, I'm going to make supper, or what's for supper, or where should we go eat for supper? It's just more of a rural, and is it also more of an age situation?
I think it's an age situation.
Texter, I will never complain about 90. Gives me the right to complain about the winter cold. That seems fair. I want the big snow so I can put my kids to work. They need to toughen up and earn their keep.
See?
Dave wants to kick his kids in the snow. That's it, yeah. I'd like a good old-fashioned blizzard. Bring it. It does change it, too, when it's on a weekend versus a weekday, right?
Oh, huge. Huge change.
Yes. I love winter. I'm reading all your texts here. I want a foot of snow. I want to be able to ski on every trail in the Twin Cities and frolic in the powder. July is the best. With this one. We'll receive American snow or will it be domestic snow?
Aren't those the same thing?
How much money did USAID give the Twin Cities weather terrorists? Yeah, I'm sure we'll find out that, right?
Yeah, could be an issue.
More text here. I work in the ski business. This is money falling from the sky, except for the part where the meteorologists tell everyone to lock their kids in the basement and hide until it's over. I want 10 inches of snow tomorrow. Please refresh my memory again. What season is it for Adam Carter's calendar? That's a good point. I don't even know anymore. The calendar changes very quickly. Okay? I just bought my snowblower after my 32-year-old snapper died. I want snow. My God, that's a long run.
Yeah. Well done, snapper. Well done.
No kidding. Chad, you're wrong. Do you go to dinner club or a supper club? Go team supper.
Good point.
Another text. My snowplow is hungry. If you paid the monthly rate for your snowplow guy, back-to-back winters, you bad investment.
Yeah. Yeah, big snow plowing has really taken advantage of people over the last 2 years. And I think this weekend, we're starting to get a little comeuppance. That's good. Get to work.
I think the snowplow guys and gals are getting paid per month. If we get an inch, they're going to show up at your driveway and, like, waving at you. See, I'm here. I'm doing the great work.
Sign up for next year?
Yes. Oh, look at this text. This is a number I remember. Very nice you'd be so concerned about the snowfall in Minnesota while you're in California, Moose Miller. I said earlier, I got my debate tomorrow is 5 or 6 sign. Let's see. Supper is both an age thing and a rural thing. My parents said supper. I'm 72 years old, and I say dinner. Yeah, I have not worked in the supper. That's not me. All right, let's get to football. Now, Major's on today, but we're waiting on the president's schedule, and so Major has his commitments to CBS. But guaranteed, before the show is done, you'll hear from Major Garrett. Collar, Super Bowl, next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.